Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
1230 WBLQ. What if your child could learn from empowering and loving apprenticed education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Well, a great big hello and Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you're having a great start to your day and that you're really excited to spend the holiday with friends and family, and you are just loving being home, listening to WBLQ and the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kleinhans, your host of Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and I'm just so excited to be here with you this morning. So if you're wrapping last-minute Christmas gifts, baking cookies, if you're cooking up a feast, please stay with us for the next hour while you do so. This way, we can inspire you to help you shift the paradigm of education so we can create a better future for our kids. And I think that's the best gift that we could give anybody. Our kids with a great, bright future that they're totally excited and happy about, so they can change the world in the way that they really want to. So I want you to know that each week on my show, me and my guests, we're here to help you work through some of the most challenging issues that you may be facing as a parent or an educator or a caretaker, so that you can guide your kids to that place of happiness and well-being that's so much in their hearts, that's so much about who they are. And if you want to learn more about me, your host, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com, check out the archives, check out my past shows, or you can simply go to my site, mindfocusgeneration.com. That's mindfocusgeneration.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for my newsletter and receive your free gift that all my visitors can sign up for, which is a 30-day creation planner. And this creation planner shows you and your kids how to actually apply the law of attraction in your life. This way, they know how to use their imagination. They know how to use their minds, their emotions to create what they want in their life, to feel really confident in who they are, to become that deliberate creator, to create a beautiful future for themselves, for their world. And I'm really excited about presenting all these topics to you and to your kids. I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, kids, and the community. So get in contact with me. Let me know what's going on with you and your kids. What topics are really difficult for you? What topics do you really want to hear about? What are your kids struggling with? If you let me know, my guests and I can definitely support you with tools, amazing information, great conversations. We're here for you. So today we have an amazing show because my guest is a returning guest and we just love her so much. We had to have her back. She's blazing a path in the area of conscious parenting and education. And today, Laurie Petro is going to be speaking to us about creating a culture of kindness, 5 tips to building empathy skills in kids. And we certainly need more of that. We certainly want to teach our kids how to create a culture of kindness amongst one another. Laurie Petro is a mom, a parent educator, a writer, a speaker, a children's advocate, and the founder of Teach Through Love. She graduated magna cum laude from Temple University with her bachelor's in early childhood and elementary education, and after a personal journey of healing and self-reflection, Lori launched Teach Through Love in 2002 with the intention of raising awareness and advocating for the ethical treatment of children, with the aim of changing the status quo of parenting and education and redefining how we communicate with each other. Lori has participated in numerous local and online efforts to spread this awareness. Her curriculum and materials are used by schools, therapists, and community organizations nationwide. She regularly speaks at universities, parenting groups, schools, and educational conferences. Merry Christmas, Lori, and welcome to the show.
Merry Christmas, Julie. Thanks so much for having me back.
Absolutely. So, Lori, I know you're on a mission to really help us create a more loving approach to how we interact with our kids and with one another. And therefore, you know, when we interact with our kids on a more heart-based level, we have a major impact on how they interact with one another. So let's start out by talking about what you see is missing in our culture and what your vision is for positive change within our culture.
Absolutely. What I see that's missing right now is kindness. We are living in this culture of cruelty, from what I can see, where we are easily offended. If, you know, what dominates the news these days, violence against animals, children, people, all, everywhere that we look, it's, we see this violence, whether it's verbal violence, whether it's actual physical violence, or whether it's just emotional violence. And we manipulate, whether it be other people or our own emotions to try to get what we need. And it seems like everybody's running around trying to just hold on to the little bit of self-respect and dignity that they have, especially children who are so, you know, they're under our thumb, right? As adults,
right.
We get to tell them what to do most of the time. And I don't think that's our intention, but adults who are also missing some of that kindness towards themselves, or maybe they were missing it, maybe it's not in their workplace or maybe in their families. There's all, you know, we have all of these different factors that come in. But what I see is that we're missing the kindness from our culture and that we are generally cruel to each other. And I know, and it sounds, and I don't mean to blame people. This is not about saying, oh, you're mean and you're kind. And I don't want to judge and blame and put all of those, you know, moral, judgmental kind of evaluations on people. I just want us to become aware of how we act. And you said it, our kids are watching us. They learn how to interact from watching us. So what do they see? What is the model that we are providing for them? Is it someone who is calm, present? Not all the time. This isn't about being perfect. This is really just about being conscious. And what kind of model are we putting out there for our children? Because that's what they're learning. They're learning to interact and to get what they need to meet their needs by the model that we set, the framework that we set up.
And, you know, and that's so true, because what we're teaching our kids when we're in, what I see is the culture of reactive states. Mm-hmm. We're in a reactive state, an unconscious reactive state, and we're teaching our kids to be in that reactive state rather than to pause, think, decide, you know, well, what do I really want here and what is my goal? And everybody's goal really is to feel better about themselves. But when we don't come from that place of being conscious and present, we tend to react. And I feel like a lot of violence and blame and finger pointing comes from that unconscious state.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we go right in immediately into defensive mode because I think we're so used to not having our needs met, or maybe not being included or considered or valued, or our opinions not, you know, seeming like they matter to other people, or we don't feel like we belong. So we stay in this overreactive state.
Yeah, it's like we're neurologically wired for this because we're not waking up and choosing. And, you know, when we talk about being unconscious, a lot of people think, well, it's unconscious, so there's nothing I could do to change that. But, you know, I've made the journey, and I continue to every day, to be aware of the things that are unconscious reactions, and to heal those and to change those. And if we do that for ourselves, we open up the space for our kids to do the same. And kids, they learn really quickly. So, you know, once we make that shift within ourselves and our behavior, kids really pick that up. And when we come back from the break, Lori, I want to talk to you about that. You know, how can we really help our kids to get out of that unconscious reactive state where we're blaming and judging, and to really help them develop the skill of empathy? You know, how do we do that, and why it's so important?
Great.
So you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Please stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Miss Lori Pietro.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day, and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ. Santa baby.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone. We're back on Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And my very special guest today is Lori Petro, who's talking to us about creating a culture of kindness, 5 tips to building empathy skills in our kids. But I really want her to share her information with all of you because you need to go check out her site. It's just amazing work that she's doing. And I find that so many parents look at her work and say, yes. This is it. You know, this is the missing link. So, Lori, can you tell everybody about your site and how to get in contact with you?
Sure. You can visit me right on the web at teachthroughlove.com, www.teachthroughlove.com. And also on the Facebook page, we have a really busy Facebook page with lots of people always there to give help and information and ask questions and really just provide insight and support. My goal is to be not just an advocate for children, but an information resource. I love giving people information. I hate telling people what to do, but I love giving them the information so that they can make their own choices. And that's really what my site is all about. I give you the resources, the way to communicate, you know, new ways of building relationships, all of these different things of, you know, moving from punitive discipline to non-punitive discipline is another big one of my favorite things to do, and that's all there at my website. You can find lots of free resources. There's free gifts to download. There's lots of audios to listen to at teachthroughlove.com.
Great, great. So everyone go check it out. And before we went to the break, we were talking about unconscious reactions. I was a former high school teacher, and a lot of people think that not only are our parents, but our kids, that they're actually worse today than they were, you know, 10, 20 years ago. And I hear this a lot. Well, what's wrong with our kids today? Almost wanting to put the blame on our kids. And you know, most people know that our kids are just a product of our society and adults, but, you know, not many people realize that. But, you know, one of the things that people think about kids is that they lack empathy. They seem to lack empathy. And why are our kids like this today? But, you know, do kids have empathy? What's going on here?
Absolutely. I believe that we are all born with the capacity for empathy. Regardless of, some people will come up and say, well, what about mental illness and all of these things? And I'm not saying that there is never a case where someone is not born with these skills, but our brain is, when we are born, we have billions and billions of neurons, but very few are connected. So it's our job through our experience and our relationships with others, as parents, it's our job to build those skills and build our children's brain. We actually sculpt the architecture of the brain through our interactions, through our relationships, through the way that we respond to our children. So are we responding or reacting? So absolutely, kids are born with the capacity for empathy. But you know, we can socialize that out. It's a skill that can be socialized out because a brain is a use it or lose it organ. If we don't practice skills, we're going to lose those neural connections. They are going to be pruned away because they're not used. So if we don't use things like empathy and kindness and compassion for the self, if we don't develop those skills and model them for our children, yes, we are going to see a lack of empathy, not just in our children, but in everyone, in the adults. It's not a kid problem. I think when adults say, oh, the kids today, they're really failing to recognize all of the factors that come into that. It's not just kids today. It's our whole society. We collectively have created the world that we are seeing right now. We can't blame children. We have to look to the root cause. And I think that this lack of relationship, this destruction of connectedness in our society, in our community. We are so afraid. We're living in such a fear state that it's really hard for us to connect emotionally to other people. And it's really hard to step into someone else's shoes, which is what empathy is. It's that ability to be able to see, you know, from inside somebody else, to recognize their emotional state, to recognize what they're going through, to step inside their shoes. And we can't do that if we don't feel like our needs are met, if we don't feel like we're supported, if we don't feel like we belong.
Yeah, and, you know, our culture, the news, you know, the media, everything we watch on TV is so fear-based that it's creating this illusion amongst one another to fear one another, that our neighbors, our fellow man and woman are not to be trusted, are crazy, and people are running on this fear. So they're reacting to one another, forming these judgments, and it's just making it worse. But, you know, one of the things that I notice is we really are empathetic beings. I mean, with the horrible tragedy in Newton, I mean, have we ever seen such outpouring of love? Mm-hmm. You know, it really shows you that no, the news, the media puts an illusion, a false image of what people really are like, and we're focusing on that all the time because we watch the news, our kids watch these reality shows where people are yelling and hitting and slapping, and they get this false sense of the world. And we really need to show our kids that people are really loving. People do have empathy, and they want to make this world better. So how can we do that? How can we create a better world with each other by teaching these empathy skills to our kids?
Well, let's talk about that. So I have 5 tips here for building empathy. And this is building empathy in kids, but building empathy in ourselves. This is really about... Well, let's talk about the first step. The first step is to practice having compassion for yourself, because we cannot be compassionate or have compassion for other people, be compassionate towards other people, if we do not feel like we have enough self-love, like that our needs are met, that we are not, that we're not lacking. So it's really about practicing self-empathy. And that, how do you do that? People say, well, what does that mean? How do you do that? Well, here's where you do it. When you feel yourself becoming reactive and jumping, you said it's unconscious, right? We automatically react. But every time we do that, if we could just take a second and notice it, you know, make it your thing for the week that you're going to do. I'm going to notice every time I become reactive. I'm going to notice when I'm triggered emotionally. And every time, the only responsibility I want you to have is to take a step back, to take a deep breath, and then to reflect on your feelings and reveal them to yourself. Let your feelings flow uncensored. What just happened? What did I just observe? Try not to make any judgments about anything. Oh, I should have done this. Oh, that was the wrong thing. Oh, if she had only... Keep all of that out of it. What am I feeling? The minute we get in touch with what we're actually feeling, we go to a deeper place and we become conscious. Because it's really hard to become aware of what you're feeling and then unconsciously go off on another person. So it's really just about taking that step. By focusing on your breath, allow your feelings to flow, and then try to connect those feelings with some of your needs that are unmet. Now, by needs, I don't mean the things that we want. I don't mean the things that we want other people to do for us. What I mean by needs is that desire. There's something inside of us that's missing, whether it be a need for connection, whether it be a need for recognition, whether it be a need for respect. A lot of the times we want to put the behavioral action that we want our children to take. Oh, I need you to get dressed. I need you to finish your homework. I need you to be quiet in class. But what we're really needing is not what we want the other person to do. There's something else that's going on. You might have a need for order in your classroom. And the way you're going to meet that need for order is by requesting that your students participate in helping you by being quiet, by listening, by paying attention, all of these things. So really what we want to do is we want to connect those feelings to that unmet need that's inside of us. Not the behavioral action we want someone else to take, but what is really missing from our experience right now? What is missing from my experience? What do I need to move to that next place? Now, sometimes we can't meet those needs, but just identifying it puts us more in touch with ourselves. And so this whole process of self-empathy is really taking those steps to get in touch with the emotional context of what's going on inside us.
Yeah, I love that, because most people live under the illusion that their needs cannot be met. But the way you put it makes people understand that your needs really are something from within, that an environment that you want to create within yourself. And when you can reach that environment of peace, of stillness, now your needs are being met. You're slowing down, and you could recognize what you can give to another. And you know, that's the children in our home, our classroom. Because when we're in that reactive state, like, oh my God, I need everybody to stop talking and be quiet, you can't give to another. You can't connect with another. So I really do think that it does start with compassion for the self. What do I need my inner world to be like?
Exactly. Getting in touch with those core needs. And this whole idea of needs and feelings, this stems from my understanding of nonviolent communication, which was developed by Marshall Rosenberg. They have a wonderful organization with lots and lots of resources. And I love, it's also called compassionate communication, because it's really about getting to what is driving our behavior. Behavior is just a strategy. It's just a communication about what we need. Mm-hmm. So when our kids are communicating to us, we don't want to stop that behavior. We don't want to stomp it out. We want to actually understand it. But we can't go there to the understanding what's driving their behavior until we understand what's going on inside of us.
Beautiful. I absolutely love it. This, stay tuned, everybody, because we're going to continue. Lori has four more tips for creating empathy in our kids, and I know you're just going to love it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring.
Cash for your clunkers is back exclusively at Central Auto Group, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Now through December 31st, $3,000 for your clunker to be used on any new vehicle. Push, pull, or tow it to Central and get $3,000 guaranteed. A Ford F-150, $269 per month. A Mazda 3, $129 per month. A new Hyundai Sonata, $129 per month. Or a Volkswagen Jetta, $169 per month. Over 600 vehicles to choose from with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Central is also giving away a 24-month lease on a brand-new 2013 Volkswagen Jetta. Saturday, December 29th at 3 p.m. Must be present to win. Enter today. Details at CentralAutoGroupCT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. Now through December 31st. 860-564-4014. Must financial dealer. Maximum monthly lease payment, $300.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
We've saved the best for last at MJ Sullivan Hyundai. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan, and it's our final sale of 2012, and we're going to go out with a bang. Just listen to this. Save $4,000 and get 0.9% financing on every new Sonata. That's right, save $4,000 and get 0.9% financing on every Sonata. At MJ Sullivan's, we have over 60 available. That's Connecticut's largest inventory. Just listen to these prices when you save $4,000. 2013 Sonata GLS for $17,995. The sporty 2013 Sonata SE for $20,695. Or the luxurious 2013 Sonata Limited for $22,995. Also at MJ Sullivan's, we have the 2013 Elantra for $17,995. Or the all-new 2013 Santa Fe SUV for only $22,995. So come to Connecticut's only Hyundai President's Award winner and save $4,000 and get 0.9% financing. MJ Sullivan Hyundai in New London or MJSullivanAuto.com.
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti with our big year-end sell-down at three locations. Bob Valenti Volkswagen Old Sabre, Bob Valenti Auto Mall, Mystic, Connecticut, and Valenti Toyota Subaru, Dunn's Corners, Wesley, Rhode Island. Over 1,000 Chevrolets, Fords, Chryslers, Dodge, Jeeps, Ram trucks, Volkswagen, Subarus, and Toyotas. Clearly marked with savings up to $10,000. 0% financing. No payments to July 2013. Sale starts December 26th till December 31st. Open Sunday, December 30th, 10 to 4 p.m. We just say yes to the deal. The big Valenti year-end sell-down. Go to BobValenti.com or call 800-699-2571. Thank you and just smile.
1230 WBLQ.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Hey everyone, we're back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and today we have my amazing guest, Lori Petro, and she's talking to us about 5 tips in building empathy skills in kids. And before we left for the break, we were getting on to tip number 2. So, Lori, can you get right into tip number 2 for everyone?
Absolutely. So, when we talk about empathy, empathy is emotional and it's cognitive. It's not just about how we think someone else feels, but it's how we perceive those feelings and how they arise in us. So it's really important to help our children develop a vocabulary for these feelings and needs, because if you're new to really getting into that emotional context and uncovering what is driving your emotions or even what your emotions are, it's hard to have words for them. We really need to help kids develop a vocabulary of these feelings and needs. The feelings that are inside us are driven by the needs that may be unconscious. So giving kids, and really this, you know, I have feelings and needs lists on my website. You can download them from right from the website to give you an idea, because there are so many feelings. We think of mad, sad, happy. There's some basic, you know, angry ones. There's some basic feelings. But we want to go a little bit deeper, because a child who's angry might actually be feeling jealous or left out. So we want to really get our kids comfortable with using the language of feelings to express themselves. We don't want them, you know, and kids may, especially younger kids, they may not really want to talk about feelings. So some things you can do is bring it up through play. I have in my classes, we do what's called a body map. And this is for when, especially younger children, if they're feeling really overwhelmed, they can't talk about those feelings. But what we can do is help them express them through play. So getting out that body map and some crayons and tell me about those feelings. Tell me more about what you're feeling. Noticing what you're seeing in a child's face, and then asking them to tell you about that in a color. Can you draw what, if your feeling had a color, what color would it be? Or if it had a shape, or what texture? Is it fuzzy? Is it prickly? And you'll be amazed at what children will come up with to describe their feelings. So it's not that we just have to give them words, but we want to be able to give them that space where they feel like they can actually talk about their feelings and needs. So a body map is one way for older children, a feelings web. I really encourage people to have family meetings and maybe starting the meeting with just one word. How am I feeling? And this will give kids the practice of actually speaking about their feelings and getting in touch with them.
And making the unconscious conscious. Yes. So I just love it, because we're moving from that place, you know, and this is what the 2012 shift is about. You know, people are talking about, oh, it's the end of the world, but you know, that's media hype and stories to keep people in fear. But it's really about stepping up to our evolution in as a species, you know, our ascension in humanity, and these neural connections, making things more conscious so that we can create a better world. And now is the time. And so I just love how you facilitate this for parents and kids, like this body map. It really allows kids to stop and reflect. It's like, oh, well, I'm feeling this here, and it makes me think this and feel, you know, this frustration. I'm frustrated and I'm feeling it in my stomach, or, you know, whatever it is. It really helps kids communicate that.
Yeah, that body map is great, because not only does it teach them what they're feeling and how to express it, but where they're feeling it. Having that body intelligence to know where your emotions are affecting, you know, is my face getting flushed? Is my stomach starting to hurt? Is my head, you know, am I buzzing with energy? All kinds of things. You know, your heart starts to go really fast. So everybody responds to fear and change and stress and transition, all those things. We respond differently. But to recognize how we respond means that when you go out, you start to feel that feeling in the pit of your stomach, You see something that frustrates you, and you, then you know, and you can take hold, and you start, you recognize my body is starting to react. I know that I'm about to go down a road that I don't want to go down, so I can interrupt this pattern because I've recognized what's going on inside my body. So developing that vocabulary for them to speak about it and really connecting it to where they feel it in their body. That's the second tip. You want to move right on to the third tip?
Yeah, go right ahead. This is awesome.
So the third tip is about empathizing with your child. So once you've practiced having that empathy for yourself, you're in a position to go in and be curious about what's going on with the other person. So empathizing with your child doesn't mean you tell them how they feel or you say, I know this happened, it'll be okay. That's not empathy. Empathy doesn't try to fix the situation or give, you know, advise or counsel the person on what to do. Empathy just listens. It's about listening deeply. And sometimes we don't even know what to say. So know that empathy can be given to your child with just your eyes. It can be nonverbal. You can also start to, if you want to start to investigate what's going on, I can tell that you're really upset. I can see that in your face. Tell me more about that. It can be as simple as that. You don't have to, they don't have to express everything or tell the whole story. It can be in bits, and it doesn't, again, it doesn't have to be verbal. It can really be, you can empathize with your child non-verbally, with touch, with your eyes, mm-hmm. with your tone, by bending down, getting close. Empathy has to come before we work on solutions or before we start directing behavior. Now, if something is unsafe, of course, we stop unsafe behavior. We make sure everybody, you know, is not in a place where they're going to be hurt. But if we focus on our parental goals, the stop jumping on the couch, the do your homework, the sit down, all of that stuff, if we just focus there, we create resistance because nobody feels hurt. Nobody really feels like you got me, because trust me, that behavior that that child is doing that may be frustrating to other people, it has a purpose. It's saying something. It's saying, this is what I need and I'm not getting it, or this is what I need and I don't know how to get it for myself, or I'm feeling really overwhelmed because this is what I need. I mean, behavior is not just about bad character or oh, he just needs to learn. No, he needs to be able to express feelings safely and for someone to give him a model of what to do next.
And, you know, I love how you say, listen. Listening is empathy, and having the kid tell you more, you know, tell me more about that. What's that like? Because in our well-meaning of trying to help a kid feel better, often we've been brought up, and this has been said to us and to our parents, to say to our kids, well, you know, well, if they say, I'm really frustrated, this happened to me, well, you know, don't worry, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're trying to make them feel better in our well-meaning, but when we tell them that, doesn't that just send the message to the kid that what I'm feeling really doesn't matter and doesn't
Absolutely.
Mean much, just push
Absolutely.
It down and forget about it.
Mm-hmm. And that's, like you said, that's not our intention. That's not what people mean to do. We want kids to feel better. We want them to know it will get okay. It will be okay after this. Don't you worry. But what that does, just like what you said, is that discounts the emotional context of what they're going through right now. Their experience is discounted every time we deny it, or we discount it by saying it will be okay, it will go away. So it's really much more helpful to stay in that place of empathy with your children and saying, I want to understand more.
Right. And you could see how we grow up and become adults when it's okay and our emotions are discounted, not intentionally, but by saying, you know, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. When these emotions come up as we get older, we say to ourselves in our own mind, well, I'm just being silly, or, mm-hmm. you know, my emotions don't matter, or something's wrong with me, I shouldn't be feeling this way, and then we exactly. attack ourselves. And that's why step number one, having compassion.
Right, exactly. It leads us right back to that.
Yeah, it all feeds into, you know, this vicious cycle. So, you know, these things, they're all connected, and they're all so important. I absolutely understand the need for us to really listen to our kids and they become emotionally aware. You know, emotional intelligence is so important, and I feel that we're really lacking that in our society.
Oh yeah, it's the foundation. I mean, we can't move forward. It's the foundation of all learning to have that emotional intelligence, to be able to manage our feelings, to be able to speak about our feelings, to be able to recognize feelings in other people. Those are core skills, but they are higher brain skills. So little children do not always have access. Empathy is very natural in small children. You can see it. It comes out, but we need to build it. We need to keep listening to our children so that those skills to empathy and consideration for others and self-regulation, those are all higher brain skills, which are not, you know, the brain is, when we're born, we have the survival brain. It's intact. It's a lower brain. It's our lower brain responses. It's our survival. It's our breathing, our reaction. And then in the first 4 years, we're developing that emotional brain. So the kids are really highly reactive at this point. They are reactive naturally because they just don't have the skills. And then after 6, we start building our higher brain skills, the executive center, which really we need both of those hemispheres working together. And that we need all three areas of the, and that's a very simple explanation of the brain, but all three areas, the lower centers, the emotional center, and the survival center, they all need to work together so that kids can build their emotional intelligence.
I absolutely love it. You know, and I could see this if we instill this into not only into our families, but into our schools, our kids will be growing up very balanced. And for those that aren't, our kids will have these empathy skills and they'll be able to look at a kid that isn't, and together as a community say, hey, how can we help this kid and love
yes.
him and yes. feel better? And that's how we create a community of peace and well-being for all of us, because that kid that's sitting there not being heard at home will not feel angry towards his fellow classmates and people around him, no matter what the case is, because he'll feel included and loved. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break, and we have two more tips that Laurie's going to go over with us. We're having a great time here today. Stay right tuned, and we'll be back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of death, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Death Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
1230 WPLQ. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año.
Woo, that's one of my favorite holiday songs. Thank you, Brian. That's definitely one of my favorites. You're back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and I'm your host, Julie Kleinhans. And I'd like to take this opportunity to let us know about something special that I've arranged with the help of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. For many of us, the holidays are obviously a joyful celebration, but they also trigger a lot of stress and difficult emotions and anxiety, and they may even bring up painful memories or fears about what may happen in the new year. And we also want to remember that many families right now are struggling this season because their home suffered severe damage 2 months ago during Superstorm Sandy. And 2 months can go by causing the rest of the world to forget about the long, difficult road that these people have to endure. So I want to take a moment and let listeners know about an opportunity that I created to support those affected by Superstorm Sandy while also supporting you. So I live on Long Island, New York, and seeing how much people are struggling with the aftermath of the storm, as well as everyone else around the world that's really experiencing fear, stress, and anxiety about the changes that are going on in our world. There's no doubt that our world is transforming. So I decided to put together a special coaching opportunity for you so that you can learn how to use energy tools to support your family through difficult times, through this transition, through learning how to use energy and this energy that is available to all of us to create what you want in your life. And that's well-being and ease and peace. So this special coaching opportunity also helps others that are rebuilding their homes that are suffering through Superstorm Sandy. And during these coaching sessions, they're one-on-one. I'm going to actually teach you how to use energy, how to use energy tools to reduce stress, anxiety, and how you can actually create this well-being for your family. And using energy has this, you know, woo-woo belief that it's something that you can't do. You have to be a psychic or a healer. But we all can use energy if we know how to. And I want to teach you how to do this. I want to teach you how to be more grounded and how to deal with the energy that may be causing this anxiety that you're feeling in your body. Because you certainly can. You can teach it to kids. It's fun and it's very calming to do. The sessions that I'm offering are being discounted at a 40% rate now through January 31st, and all the net proceeds are going to be donated to All Hands Volunteers, which is a not-for-profit organization working to rebuild communities affected by Sandy. If you're interested in these sessions, you could go to my site, MindFocusGeneration.com/Sandy. That's MindFocusGeneration.com/Sandy to sign up for a session and to learn more. Or you can contact me at 516-639-8042 and speak with me directly. I know everyone's really busy with the holidays today and over this next week, so you could take my number down or my website, make a little note to call later this week or in the new year, because the sessions are a great way to set your intentions for the new year to be one of well-being and peace, not only for you, but also for those you love. And now you'll have the tools to guide them. So I hope you'll take me up on this offer so that you can help yourself while giving back to others that really need our support at this time. So we are wrapping up the show with Lori Petro, and she's going to talk about the last two skills to build empathy in our kids. So Lori, first, can you talk about skill number four?
Absolutely. So the fourth thing that we can do is to stay focused on solutions. Now, what I mean by this is a lot of times as parents or teachers, we immediately focus on how do I stop this behavior? That's our question, right, that pops up. But I want us to remain focused on the long-term goals that we have for our children, which include things like, you know, how do you want your child to be when they grow up as an adult? Confident, independent, respectful, self-sufficient, empathetic, passionate, all of these things that we want. So when you're in that moment of conflict, stay focused on, I want you to change the question from how can I stop this behavior to how can I help my child move through this experience? How can I give them the emotional support so that they come out on the other side? Okay. Mm. Because they only if they move through that experience can it fully be resolved, you know, so that those emotions don't get stuffed down to only to come out later. We really need to stay focused on our long-term goals and how we can help our children instead of that behavior. We get so focused on those behaviors, we judge them, we name them, we put kids in categories based on their behaviors, and we sort of marginalize them. If they go through school, they get these labels, and then, oh, that's the kid that always does this, and oh, we know that kid, he's the troublemaker. And I want us to really stay focused on the long-term development of our children's character, which comes from being present. How can I find a cooperative solution here? And then, which leads us right into the fifth tip, which is how do I create that space for this to unfold in this way? And this is really about deepening our relationships by creating safe spaces in our homes, in our classrooms. And this needs to be a non-punitive stance. We have to stop wanting to punish people for what they do. Because what we really want kids to do is we want them to reflect on their behavior. That's our actual goal, right? Our long-term goal is for them to be able to consider their actions, reflect on them, and see how they affected other people. But the only way that kids can do that is if they feel safe. If they feel safe in coming to you. And the only way you can really do that is by being a conscious, non-judgmental place for your child. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't stop, again, unsafe behaviors or help kids change their behaviors, but you really have to become an emotional a coach, a support for them, and you can only do that if you deepen that relationship by doing all those first, you know, four steps that we talked about. But creating safety in your home, taking that non-punitive stance when you look at behavior and things, it'll really help create a lot more cooperation and end that resistance. Because when we approach kids in that punitive, I'm going to do this to you because you did this, we set ourselves up for so much more conflict, resistance, and the breaking down of our relationships. And there goes the empathy. When our relationships break down, so does empathy.
Oh, absolutely. Lori, thank you so much. This was just so wonderful to have you on here today and give all our listeners this information. It really is the way that we're changing and shifting the paradigm of education, of raising our kids, and the world is ready for it. I feel it. I know you feel it. I know everybody listening knows that we're ready to move into the new era of having more compassion and love for one another, and that starts with our kids, because they're just the reason that we all get up in the morning to create a better future for them. So thank you so much, and I just want to ask you, do you have something that you want to leave with our listeners, a last thought that you want to leave our listeners with?
I think it's really just about take a moment to do something kind for yourself. This isn't about being all coddling our kids. This is about really taking the time to be kind and considerate, but we can't do it for others until we do it for ourselves. So what I want to leave you with this holiday season is go do something nice for yourself. This is what my husband used to tell me, and I used to laugh at him. He'd ask me, what are you passionate about? Do something nice for yourself. And I'd joke, because I think as women, we do that. We want to take care of everybody.
Yeah.
But the minute you start doing something, just do one thing that's nice for yourself. Try to meet one need. Self-care is so, 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 so important to building empathy in our culture.
Oh, so I love it.
And your website, one more time?
Is teachthroughlove.com.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Laurie Petro, for taking this time to be here with us today. Thank you all for tuning in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. And Merry Christmas to you all. May you experience peace, love, joy, and abundance this holiday season and in your new year. I had a wonderful time. Join me every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Next week, we'll have two college students that are doing some amazing things to create a better future for us all. It's going to be great to hear from them and their vision of the world. Merry Christmas, everyone. See you next week.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heartfelt learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heartfelt learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
On the line, I have Dr. Pat Basile of the Dr. Pat Show during this tragic time. And Pat, I'm so glad that you're joining us this evening. How are you, Pat?
Well, you know, how am I? I have to tell you, Chris.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusedGeneration.com.